This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا مزيدًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولًا سديدًا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله، فإن خير الزاد التقوى. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, and today's khutbah, bi-idhnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala, we're going to remind ourselves of the greatest blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, and that is the blessing of our iman, the blessing of our faith and our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how it guides us to all that is good, all that is beneficial for us as Muslims. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهُ. And whoever believes in Allah, Allah will guide his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordered us to focus on our iman and to believe in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He told us that we will be successful, will be guided to that which is good through our iman. فَلِيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So they should answer to me, Allah says, and they should believe in me. Perhaps they will be guided to that which is righteous. Because of the importance of iman, and staying firm on iman, and staying away from that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which contradicts our iman, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say in his dua, "Allahumma habbab ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuq wal-isyan waj'alna min ar-rashidin." He would say alayhi salatu wassalam, "O Allah, make the iman beloved to us and beautify it in our hearts and make hatred to us, something that we hate, something that we despise, the kufr, the disbelief, and the fusuq and the isyan, which is that which is displeasing and disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make us from the rashideen, from the doers of good." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when one of the companions came to him, and he wanted a piece of advice, and a few words, he came, and when you pay attention to the fiqh of the Sahaba, the understanding of the Sahaba, how they used to look at things, it's a reminder to us how we should be as Muslims. When he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Thaqafi, when he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, قُلْ لِي فِي الْإِسْلَامِ قَوْلًا لَا أَسْأَلُ عَنْهُ أَحَدٍ غَيْرِ." He said, "Tell me in Islam something that I'll get from you that I won't need to ask anybody else after you." Just a few words of advice. He told him, alayhi salatu wasalam, "Qul amantu billah." He said, "Say I have believed in Allah, thumma istaqim," and then be upright. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he showed in this hadith, in just a few words, the most important thing for us as Muslims is first of all iman, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that this iman, it's not something, as people might think today, just something we say on our tongues, something's in our hearts, but it's something that shows in the actions. And that's why the Prophet said, say, I believe. He said, Tum istaqim, then be upright. Because it's not enough for you as a Muslim to say, La ilaha illallah. For you to say, I believe, and then it's not seen in your actions. It has to be seen in your actions as well. It's not just something that you say on the tongue and you find in the heart, but it has to be in the actions. You have to reflect on your actions. Are you somebody who's from the people of Iman or not? Look at your actions. Do you really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look at your actions. Imagine that's something you say. You're an evil person outside, but you say, inside I'm good. I have Iman in my heart. If you had Iman in your heart, it would show in your actions. And that's why Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he said, لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانُ بِالتَّحَلِّي وَلَا الدِّينَ بِالتَّمَنِّي وَلَكِمَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقُلُوبِ وَصَدَقَهُ الْعَمَلِ وَصَدَقَهُ الْعَمَلِ. In this statement of the great scholar of Islam, Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he said that Iman is not just something like you put on or something you say. And he said the deen is not something that is about hope. He said, but it's something that you say, something that's in your heart, and that the actions are proof for it. Your actions are proof of what you say on your tongue, and what you claim is in your heart. This is the reality of the Iman. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, He showed the great reward of those who believe and do good deeds. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّ لَا نُضِيعَ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. That verily those who believe and do good deeds, that they will not lose the reward, those who are good in their deeds and their actions. All of the Qur'an, as the great scholars of Islam mentioned, that when they read through the Qur'an, like the Imam Al-Juri, rahimahullah, he said, I never read through the Qur'an when I saw that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised those who believe and promised what He would give to them in the hereafter from the good deeds, or the rewards in the hereafter for the good deeds, except He mentioned the good deeds. He said, I never read through the Qur'an Allah praising those who believe and what He had promised for them in the hereafter, except for He mentioned after the Iman al-Amal al-Salih, doing good deeds with it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us throughout the Qur'an, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. The ones who act upon their Iman. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Mu'minun, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, the first ayah, that verily the believers are the ones who are successful. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention? What were their actions that made them successful? Pay attention to the verses that are coming. Verses 1 to 11. After verse 1, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. The first thing, that they are humble in their prayers. They are focused in their prayers. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. The ill speech, they turn away from it. You don't find a true believer, somebody who is cursing, somebody who listens to the ill speech, somebody who acts upon ill speech. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. The third thing, the ones who are giving the zakat. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. The fourth thing, those who protect their private parts from putting them into the zina, or that which has been made haram from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't fall into the haram. إِلَّا عَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْعَدُوُّ. And then Allah continues the next verses to show about, except for when it comes to being with your wife, or that which your right hand possesses, and whoever transgresses upon that, and they are عَدُوُّ, they are the transgressors. And then Allah continues by saying, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. 5 and 6 from their characteristics. The ones who have promises. Those who have been entrusted, that they fulfill what they've been entrusted. They fulfill their promises. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And those who protect and close guard their prayers. 7 characteristics. Then what did Allah say about? Go back to the first ayah. That the believers have been successful. He mentioned the 7 characteristics. This is from their characteristics, the ones who are successful. Not the ones who say, I believe,
in my heart, in my tongue, or you see the actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ, that these are the inheritors. What are they going to inherit? Allah continues, الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, the ones who inherit the firdaus of the Jannah, the highest part of the Jannah. The ones who believe, and you see it in their actions. Those are the ones who are successful. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, the mu'mins who are successful are the ones you see it in their actions. The true believers are the ones who are affected when they hear the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they hear Allah's name. When they hear the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the true believers. Pay attention to the Qur'an, which came to train you as a Muslim. Pay attention to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to you. When he said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرُوا اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Pay attention to this verse. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us that verily the believers are the ones, when Allah is remembered, their hearts, they change, become frightened. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they hear the verses of Allah, they increase in their iman and they are relying on their Lord. Look at the beauty of the Quran. Once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. Now you see they remembered Allah, they heard Allah, they heard His verses, their iman increased, their hearts changed, they focused, they were humbled in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues saying, الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Once again, the deeds. Those who establish the prayer, and from what we have given them in money, they give it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it be from the zakat or from the sadaqah, of the giving. Actions, deeds. Not just in the heart, as people say today. I'm good in my heart. Inside I'm good. Outside I'm rotten, but outside I'm good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued in the Quran to make it even clearer to us. He said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. These are the true believers. Once when they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their heart changes. They become humbled in front of the remembrance of Allah. When they hear the verses of Allah, they increase in their iman. And they establish the prayer. They give, they act upon their Islam, they act upon their iman. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ. Verily, these are the true believers. And look at the beauty of the Quran once again. لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. What they get in return, these true believers, they have levels with their Lord. They have higher levels. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ, and forgiveness from their Lord, and good provision, رِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true believers, from their characteristic, is that their iman, their love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is greater than anything. Greater than anybody. Even though the mushrikeen, those who associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they claim, and through their actions, that they love the things they worship just as much as they would love Allah. When they join partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mushrikeen, those who worship Allah than Allah with Allah. Allah says about them in the Quran, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّقِلْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ تَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. He said, from the people that they take other than Allah and make them equal to Allah. And then he says about those who truly believe, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And those who believe, they love Allah more than anything. When it comes to their actions, they put Allah in front of them. Is this pleasing to Allah or not? Is this halal? Is this haram? Am I pleasing Allah? Imagine, am I displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because their love for Allah is stronger than anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us that if we hold firm with our iman, we follow what He's told us to do, that He will make us firm in this life and the next. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah will keep firm those who believe with the qawl al-thabit, the firm statement. The statement of La ilaha illallah, stay firm upon it in this life and in the next. When he's about to die, he'll stay firm upon La ilaha illallah. When he's put in his grave, he'll stay firm upon La ilaha illallah. Because he was from the true believers in this dunya. The true believers are not affected by anything that happens to them in this life. Because they know the reality of it is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all from the test. Because they live by the Qur'an, the true believers. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخُوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. That He's going to test us sometimes with something from fear and hunger, not having enough money, and even losing the loved ones and other provisions. And give glad tidings to those of the sabreen, the patient ones, who are the true believers. They know everything, the calamities that happen, it's all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will protect the true believers from all that is evil, even if it's after a test eventually, that He will make it easy for them. وَكَذَلِكَ نَنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He will save the believers. بارك الله لي لكم في القرآن والسنة ونفعني وإياكم بما فيهما من الآية والحكمة أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم واستغفر بسم الله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala focuses on the iman all through the Quran in order to remind us that there's no way to be successful except through our iman. And He reminds us, and He promises us subhanahu wa ta'ala about what we will get in the hereafter if we hold firm to our iman in this life. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Pay attention to this verse. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ. Allah has promised the believing men and believing women جَنَّاتٍ تَجَرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Gardens in the paradise with which beneath the rivers flow. That's the first promise. For your iman, for your acting upon your iman in this life. خالدين فيها. Eternally you will be in that, in the Jannah. You live there eternally. ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن. In the good, مساكن, the place where you will live, in the Jannah. And what is greater than all those three things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us what we gain through our iman. All these great things in the Jannah, all these rewards. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. And pleasure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah being pleased with you is akbar, it's greater than all of that. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the great attainment. The great victory is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. The greatest thing you can have is your iman, my dear brothers in Islam. There's nothing greater. There's no greater blessing than iman. And Abdullah ibn Saud radiallahu anhu, he reminds us of that. He said radiallahu anhu, and it's a very, very beautiful statement. And pay attention to this, because sometimes we reflect. We see that people, they're disobedient to Allah. And Allah has given them from the dunya. Pay attention to what Abdullah ibn Saud said to you. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُعْطِي الْمَالَ مَنْ أَحَبْ وَمَنْ لَا يُحِبْ. Verily Allah gives the money, the wealth, to those who He loves and those who He doesn't love. وَلَا يُعْطِ الْإِيمَانِ إِلَّا لِمَنْ يُحِبْ. And He does not give the iman except for to who He loves. So if you have been given the iman, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. But be careful, because just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you and has given you this iman, it's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see what you're going to do with this ni'mah, what you're going to do with this blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the hadith al-Qudsi about those who strive, who really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how He loves them, the ones who strive for Him. When He told us, the ones who not just do their compulsory actions, that which is made fault upon Him, but they strive to get to the next level by doing that which is nawafil, that which is the voluntary actions, whether it be from prayer, from giving sadaqah, whatever it is, giving da'wah, calling people to good and forbidding evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith al-Qudsi, وَمَا تَقَرَّبْ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ Pay attention to this hadith. He said that my servant has not become closer to me except for with that which I have made compulsory upon him. وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِ يَتَقَرَبْ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. He said, and my servant will continue to become closer to me with his actions until I love him. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we go home today from today's khutbah, we need to reflect and ask ourselves, what do we take home from this khutbah? What is the main message we want to take home from this khutbah? Obviously, the issue of iman and the importance of our iman, and the importance of protecting our iman, the importance of acting upon our iman. But we need to go home, we need to reflect. We need to reflect on the characteristics, the sifat of the people of iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, some of which we mentioned in this khutbah, and reflect on our actions. Are our actions truly from the people of iman, or from the people of shaitan? We need to reflect upon this when we go home. We need to reflect on our characteristics and our actions. Are they from the people of iman, or from the people of shaitan? Are our actions from the actions which please Ar-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala, or from the actions that please the shaitan? Are we from the people who have acted upon this great blessing Allah has given to us? We are from the believers in Allah as one without joining any partners with Him. We are from the followers of the greatest man to ever walk the face of the earth, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But do we see it in our actions? We need to reflect when we go home, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, and remind ourselves that the dhikra tanfa' al-mu'mineen. ثم اعلموا رحمه الله واياكم ان الله قد امركم بامر بدا به بنفسه ثم ثنى بملائكته الكرام فقال عز وجل ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي بوحده صلى الله عليه بعشره اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وانعم على